Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is happening in town this week?
Well, tonight, Thursday, April 23rd, from 5:30 to 7:30, the Redmond Community Center at Marymore Village is hosting a free Earth Day movie night for families. They're setting up a casual, all-ages movie with popcorn, so it's easy to show up and hang out. Kids need to be with an adult, but otherwise there's nothing complicated about it. If you're looking for something simple to do tonight that doesn't cost anything, this is about as easy as it gets.
Tomorrow, April 24th, from 6 to 8 p.m., Soul Food Coffee House is having live music with a band called Paper Moon. It's going to be a good time because that's what happens at Soul Food.
Kodachrome runs Friday through Sunday, April 24th to 26th at Second Story Repertory, and this is literally the only weekend to catch it. Shows are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2, with tickets around $25. It's a small town story about love, relationships, and how people change over time, told through a local photographer's lens. If you've been meaning to see something at Second Story, this is your window.
Friday, April 24th at 7 p.m. at Sama Cellars, they are hosting a stand-up comedy night with, I'm going to butcher your name, Jackie, and I don't mean it because I was looking you up online, Jackie Tara Hessen and Ricky Armani. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., so you've got time to grab a glass of wine before the show starts. I told you I was looking up Jackie. She is one of the comedians who's opened for Saturday Night Live's Tim Meadows. He handpicked her for a bunch of his shows. She seems really amazing. And Ricky seems really cool, too. I haven't been able to research him a lot, but I know that he started because I think Amazon was downsizing. And he says, I'm taking my severance package and I'm getting into comedy. And I think he's really a really strong up-and-comer.
Pretty cool.
So if you want something different than the usual dinner plans, this is a really solid switch up.
Saturday, April 25th, from 9 to 11, the Exotics Car Show is back at Redmond Town Center with a lineup of rare and high-end cars. This is one of those things where you can just wander through, check out cars you'll probably never own, and still have a good time. It's free, super casual, and works whether you're into cars or just want something to do Saturday morning.
Also at the Redmond Town Center, Brick and Mortar Books is celebrating Independent Bookstore Day with special promos and their blind date with a book setup. Basically, you pick a wrapped book based on a few clues, and then you see what you end up with. They also have exclusive merch and other small surprises throughout the day. If you've been meaning to stop in there anyway, this is a really good excuse, and I think everyone should go to Brick and Mortar Books because it is a fantastic bookstore.
Saturday, April 25th, from 11 to 12:30 at the Redmond Library, kids can learn how flowers attract pollinators with the Master Gardeners. Each kid gets a take-home kit, so it's not just sitting and listening. It's designed for ages 5 to 12, and you don't need to register, but supplies are limited for the first 25 kids. If your kids like hands-on stuff, this one's worth getting there on time for.
So let's get into some bicycle bling, some bicycle news. So here's something kind of cool. Redmond is leaning even harder into its whole bicycle capital thing this spring. There's been a big push to improve bike lanes, add better connections between trails, and make it easier to actually ride between neighborhoods without dealing with sketchy gaps. You'll probably start noticing more riders out now that the weather's turning too. So if you've been thinking about dusting off your bike, who am I kidding? Everyone in Redmond has already dusted off their bike. They're ready and raring to go. But just in case, dust off that seat, get out on the trail. This is your sign.
Okay, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, Dan, I've got one for you. Why did Redmond incorporate as a city in 1912? Was it A, to build a school, B, to tax saloons to build a water system, C, to get a railroad stop, or D, to keep Seattle from annexing them? And your time starts now.
Okay. Think. Again, this is something I should know. I probably did know. And the fact that I probably did know it at one time means I can probably cut out a couple of them, like the tax of the saloons to build a water system. That seems like something I would remember, so that is definitely not it. They're not going to go tax the bars. They incorporated so they could get money from bars so they could get a water system? No. It's obviously D, to keep Seattle from annexing them. You have to understand, Jennifer, 1912, the people in Redmond, they were suspicious.
You think so?
My final answer is
D, to keep Seattle from annexing them?
Yes, 100%, I am positive.
Well, Dan, sorry, you're wrong again. You were totally wrong. Because the answer is B, to tax the saloons to build a water system.
You gotta be kidding me.
Most of Redmond's buildings were wooden, and there was no public water system, so fires kept wiping out entire blocks. Residents incorporated so they could tax the thriving saloons and finally build a proper water system. Fire basically forced the city into existence. Also, those saloons must have been doing pretty well to build an entire water system to put out the fires.
Word is Redmond Rumor Mill. I am taking over the rumor mill this weekend. As you know, I don't know who your gossip birds are, and I don't have any gossip birds, but I actually did hear a legit rumor. I heard it. I had my ears open. Rumor has it that a seafood boil restaurant with robot servers.
Robots.
You understand? Robot servers is looking for space near the light rail station. The concept's been blowing up in Seattle with multiple new spots opening this year. And now it sounds like the East Side might be next. We don't know which brand it is. We don't know how far along things are. I want to know, though, would you actually go somewhere where a robot brings you your seafood? You don't have to answer, Jennifer. You'd go anywhere a robot does anything for you. But you listening, if you got a guess or have heard anything, head on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post. Before we get out of here, we want your pick. Where is the best diner in Redmond? Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond. Find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love our companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com. We'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.